Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, March 23rd. We're doing something a little different this week, folks. In the 2.5 months since China reported the first death from the coronavirus, the world has certainly transformed. So we're going to look back at some previous episodes to get a sense of just how dramatically the pandemic has changed our lives and the way businesses are operating in an incredibly short time. The virus is turning some businesses upside down, as we'll hear in today's story about Disney, and it's giving new opportunities to others, as we'll discover later in the week. We're going to start by updating a story we ran earlier this month about Disney CEO Bob Iger stepping down. He handed the reins to Bob Chapek, who until then had been in charge of running the theme parks. We knew Chapek would face many challenges, but even on March 2nd, when we first ran this story, no one dreamed of the obstacles he would be facing today. Disneyland closed its doors a week ago Saturday. As of production time, the company planned to keep Disneyland closed through the end of the month. Disney World in Florida and Disney's Paris Resort have also been closed since Sunday, March 15th. It's only the fourth time in Disney's history that the original California theme park has been closed since its birth in 1955. The first time was for a national day of mourning after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in November 1963. It stayed open every single day for the next 31 years, not closing again until the Northridge earthquake shattered the city's calm in 1994. Even then, it was only partially closed. The third closure comes as little surprise. Disneyland didn't open on September 11, 2001, after hijackers attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Here's our story from March 2nd about Bob Iger's legacy and Bob Chapek's future at Disney. Big news on February 25th, Disney CEO Bob Iger stepped down from his post, effective immediately. Yeah, it had been rumored for years that the longtime, well-respected executive would retire sometime, but the announcement's suddenness reportedly surprised employees and industry executives, according to CNN. It also shocked investors. The announcement on a random Tuesday, one analyst said, was stunning. The share price sank on the news even more sharply than the rest of the market, which was already in freefall because of coronavirus fears. Iger's replacement, Bob Chapek, a 27-year-old Disney veteran who since 2015 has run Disney's Parks and Resorts division. He'll have gargantuan shoes to fill. Bob Iger is known as a fearless risk-taker, a guy who believes in the motto, innovate or die. He's been at Disney for 45 years. He took the reins from Michael Eisner 15 years ago. Then Disney was turning a profit of $2.5 billion a year, according to CNBC. Today, it's more than $10 billion. Not surprisingly, share prices followed, growing 400% over Iger's 15 years of managing the House of Mouse. That soaring profitability is typically credited to Iger's boldness. As chief executive, he made enormous bets, acquiring Lucasfilm, Pixar, Marvel, and last year completing a $70 billion acquisition of 20th Century Fox. The result? Disney Films dominated the box office last year, grossing more than $10 billion, according to CNBC. If that wasn't enough, Iger led Disney into streaming TV, sinking billions into creating Disney Plus. The 20th Century Fox purchase helped fuel Disney Plus by giving it a huge catalog of content. So too did Iger's move to take back Disney shows that it had formerly licensed to Netflix, now its fierce rival. The strategy seems to be working. Disney Plus launched only 3 months ago in November. The company says it now has nearly 30 million subscribers. Iger is also known as a charismatic, outgoing executive who loves to hobnob, as the Wall Street Journal says. Not so much Chapek, who the New York Times describes as blunt, businesslike, and devoted to making his numbers, but also, quote, in love with all things Disney. He has even been known to chat with the Disney characters as he walks through the resorts. On Chapix Watch, parks and resort profits grew every year for 5 years in a row, mostly at double digits, according to the Journal. The newspaper credits the growth to expansion of the parks. Chapix led Disney's new Star Wars attractions and the $5 billion Shanghai Disney Resort, but also to what the Journal calls strategic cost-cutting. Parks visitors were flat last year, but revenue and profits increased as Chapix hiked ticket prices during high traffic days, Bloomberg reported. Bob Iger will become executive chairman for the 22 months left in his employment contract. He'll devote his time to bolstering Disney's creative content before he leaves. Nothing could be more important as the company battles with Netflix, he told investors. Chapix becomes only the seventh CEO since Walt Disney. And while Disney is enjoying celebrated success, it faces quite a few challenges ahead, not the least of which is its competition for streaming dominance with Netflix. And nearer term, how it will fare as the world struggles with coronavirus, meaning in many countries, Mickey is indoors, and those Disney doors, for the moment, are closed. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you want to support our show, take a second to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.